Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Those who study animals in their natural environment of necessity are much more aware of the relationships between that animal, other animals, the environment, the climate, than those who study animals within a laboratory setting. Within the realm of the ethologist and the naturalist, it's surprising how often references to dance show up. Ethologists speak of predator-prey pairs as if they were dancers. They also speak of mating dances. But a client of mine introduced me to another kind of dance, this one related to human-companion-animal relationships. First, a little background. His dog was a Puerto Rican street dog. A tough dog for anyone, let alone a cat person with his first dog. Further complicating matters, he was going through a difficult time, which included major changes in his household. And like many, he knew very little about normal dog behavior, let alone normal behavior of a street dog, like his new pet. Further complicating his situation, he was raised in an age when other reinforcement, reward, or punishment was firmly established in our society. And because of this, he wound up having some of the issues that plague those who have been so raised. For example, the concept of consistency was extremely difficult for him. He introduced me to what I at first considered an oxymoronic phrase, almost consistent, until I realized that there are a fair number of people who believe that such a state truly exists. And they're in a bind, those people, because doing something consistently requires self-reinforcement. And when you've been raised in a system that promotes and reinforces other reinforcement, self-reinforcement is hard to come by. The other thing about consistency is that unless someone is willing to be with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, reinforcing you for making that consistent response, you can understand why these people have trouble. To say that I have agonized over this problem for years is putting it mildly. And even if I could provide that constant reinforcement for these people in order to ensure a consistent response, they would never learn self-reinforcement. And until the behavior became self-reinforced, the probability of it hanging in there long enough for the animal to establish a new behavioral pathway was pretty doggone low. So the situation was pretty discouraging for both of us. One thing in his favor was that he was really committed to this dog. But then, in one of those wonderful, serendipitous events that make my day, he decided to learn to tango. Not only did he decide to learn to tango, he decided to learn to tango from what seems to me to be an extraordinary teacher. She insists that all of her students learn to dance both parts. He learned how much easier a good leader makes life for the follower, and that the inconsistent leader condemns his partner to a state of confusion. Similarly, when he assumed the follower's role with a strong leader, he could appreciate how everything flowed. It wasn't a situation in which he was being pushed around or shoved or anything else. It was a situation in which he was free to focus on his job and do it to the best of his ability. And above all, when there was a strong leader giving clear signals and the follower knew that he or she could trust those signals, the two of them could function as one. My attempts to explain the physiological and the behavioral magic of such a relationship had failed, but I could see on his face how he got it. He finally got it. So in such a way, the dances of nature and the dances of humankind come together, and we see this special analogy that works for the human companion-animal bond.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.